Clavey Sheikh, we've got a few questions waiting and running out of time here, so I'm just going to go back to that question of we had regarding the witnesses, because we left that question. I really wanted to finish it off there. What do we do, Sheikh? What answer do we give to somebody when it comes to saying that one man equals two women? A brief, concise answer, please.
My dear brother Jamil, I have to tell you that I'm very touched with the words of the last caller. May Allah bless you and all the viewers. May Allah accept your dua. Just yesterday, I was thinking that if you hold the remote control and you flip the channels, there are literally thousands of channels. Mm-hmm. And if you try to screen them to find the good channels, they do not exceed a few of them. Right. Less than 10. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, many of these channels are funded by Muslims.
Subhanallah.
They invest in the channels which spread corruption and mischief on earth. They're looking beneath their feet. They're looking at the transient gain. Mm-hmm. Very few people would take charge in supporting a channel which would spread guidance and bring mankind to the deen of Allah as Allah created them. If people are wise enough to realize that the meaning of the prophetic statement, if Allah guides through you, just one person, mm-hmm. one person, not a whole nation. If Allah guides through you one person, that is indeed better for you than the entire life and what it contains. Better the entire worldly gain. But all the wealth in this life is nothing compared to coming on the Day of Judgment, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the balance of your good deeds, one person who testifies to the oneness of Allah. Or a Muslim who did not know anything about his Islam, and through you he started or she started practicing Islam. I am very touched with the words of the brother who called the last. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your dua.
Amen.
And to help us to improve ourselves and to
Amen.
Grant us sincerity.
Amen.
As far as the second objection, and there are too many by the way, mm-hmm. of the testimony of a woman is how of a man. This is true. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives explanations by saying in the same verse, أَنْتَ ضِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا فَتُذَكَّرَ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى. Maybe that one of them would forget or get emotional so that the second would remind her. It is very common, even in our today's world, even in the non-Muslim countries, those who exist the market most are men. So to have witnesses on business contracts, it would be more available to have men. If we need to have women, then two women. One man and two women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, women were created with the emotional nature. Naturally, if you speak to a woman in a harsh way, the first thing is going to happen, that she's going to shed tears and cry. You can deceive her by making up a story and claiming that you really did not have money, or you really did not mean to kill the person, and that's why the second female witness was a means of supporting the first one. This is one side. The second side, that there are some cases which only the testimony of women would be accepted and the testimony of men would not be accepted. So in every field, Allah the Almighty knows best. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for this religion this name, which is Islam. Submission. Do you believe that He's your creator? Do you believe that you should worship Him alone? Do you believe that He is your sustainer? Then you must comply with all His commands and submit yourself and your will to His. Not object, not select and choose. Whatever Allah the Almighty gives us is always best for us. And there is no success nor gain whatsoever but in following strictly the guidance of Allah and the traditions of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.